You like that miso soup?
I love miso soup. Yeah.
How about miso? How about miso horny?
Not a fan.
Okay.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
What the hell are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you wearing? I know what you're doing. Being weird.
I'm getting used to war. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, just in case the chemical warfare comes, I've got my scuba suit. I feel safer already.
Yeah, if you didn't know, I'm broadcasting from the bottom of the pool. This is, ooh, the whole studio is underwater.
That's unbelievable. I mean, the clearness of your camera.
Isn't it clear?
It's so clear. So clear. Brother.
I need this off. I'm getting,
you're like, I'm going to suffocate. Whoa.
Yes, I feel like I'm going to suffocate right now. I don't know why Lean just bought this. I can't get it off. Panic!
Panic at the disco. Wow. Look at you. Shaved and ready.
All right. Step right up. Win some crap. Win some crap. Happy Monday to you, by the way. Happy Monday fun day to ya. How you doing? Good?
Yes. I'm doing well.
All right. All right, good deal. So here's the gig, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Make sure you guys head over there and get yourself some Doner Kebabs. They got vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free options, and she's got her shirt on again. I need a shirt.
You need a shirt? I'm coming to town.
Then I'll get a shirt right there.
Maybe then you'll get a shirt.
Yeah, but they have weekly soup specials there if you like soup, which actually is a funny thing because somebody, there's no dumb questions today. Somebody actually sent in a question that we have regarding soup. Weird, but yeah, what a coincidence. Anyway, Doner Kebabs are awesome. They got the meat and potato dish. Yeah. They got different kinds of fries, but the super popular ones are the curry fries.
Curry fries.
So how do you get there, Molly?
So it's 50th and Underwood. It's in the heart of Dundee. And the great thing about it is, let's say you're on the run, you still want it, you can order ahead and just swing by and pick it up. So you can go ahead and order at 402-504-3223, or even easier, you can go online. You can go to eatafkdundee.com and go ahead and order ahead and then just swoop by and pick it up. And it's okay. So good. They have this thing called meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Which is like the gyro meat and then the curry fries.
Oh, it's all perfect. So I mean, it's good. So yeah, give it a shot for sure. Thanks for sponsoring, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. So it's Monday. We start with Motivational Monday. Get things rolling. Pat, can you hit V1 for me, please? A little motivation for you. V1 Motivate.
Good morning, you gorgeous ray of fucking sunshine. Quit laying around like a vegetable. Though if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cutecumber. So get that veggie ass of yours out of the crisper, because this day has winning written all over it. All you gotta do is take it. And with brains and guts like yours, is there any doubt?
Yeah.
I'm a cutecumber.
Sounds like he did that out of the bathroom, by the way.
Like,
he had the toilet flush at the end.
Yeah, thank you for that. Blush.
Hopefully that gets you going. Yeah,
I love Monday. Those.
They're great.
I love them. I've sent you a couple little cute tips too. I felt like you were ignoring me because I sent you. I felt like that friend that keeps sending clips and the friend just doesn't ever respond.
I just caught up. You know, I did it to my buddy Pat too because I've been entertaining at the pool all weekend. Friday we had Wylene had some coworkers over. Right. We have a pool that we put in. And then Saturday, more coworkers. And then Sunday, we got family, Manuel and Katie and Camilla and stuff and Wardo. And then on Sunday, it's my stepmother's birthday. They're there and their, you know, brothers-in-law and sister. And I've just been entertaining. And haven't been getting to my emails because, you know, I'm pretty strict about when I start drinking.
Yes.
Right.
No phone.
No, not that. No, I mean what time I start drinking. I'm pretty strict about that.
I try to wait until 5 o'clock every day. You don't want to be near me at 4:59 because I am ready.
this is what was happening because of all the thing going on. Everyone's, you know, getting there at about 11, you know, 11:30. Yeah. It's hot, you know, it's very hot this weekend. And so, of course, I have decisions to make at that point because normally I don't, not till after 3:30 will I have a drink 3:30? Of anything. 3:30 for the most part. I'd say 99.9% of the time.
Is that when you get out of school? Like,
I don't know.
Why 3:30? That's such an odd time. You're like, not because three, if I don't, not four, 3:30.
Because if I don't set a time, then I'll just do it. I'll just, you know, just drink whenever I want to drink, which is nice. So anyway, everyone was there. And so I'm like, well, it's 11:30.
So
what
do
I drink in 100 degree weather? Oh, yeah. The whole weekend. Whole pass. And in 100 degree weather, I'm like, oh, you know what sounds good? I probably should drink beer.
Yes.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But instead I go, no, I'm going to start with one tequila.
You are such a, you're like, I'm negotiating with myself and I plan on losing.
Look how burned I am. People, if you need to go to the Red One Network on YouTube, look how fried I am. And I got it more. I got more coming. I'm turning into the to tan mom again.
Are, I just thought it was like your camera. No, you are really fried.
See that picture behind me? That's red. And this is damn near. And Wylene too. We're fried. Because the winds have been bad, so we can't put up the umbrellas. So yesterday, well, this weekend, three of the umbrellas broke, right? So now it's like no umbrellas, no shade, just lay in the water and like a hot dog in hot dog water. So,
well, here's what you can do. Like,
what's
on days like that, sunscreen.
Oh.
Here's a little insider tip. Sunscreen.
Okay.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know. I don't. I'm kind of gatekeeping on it, but I want to let you and our listeners know because I don't want to sleep on this. There's this stuff called sunscreen. It is amazing, and it's weird. Okay, so it comes in either like a spray.
I don't know what it is.
Oh no! Apparently, you don't. Your skin says differently.
That's that Hawaiian Filipino skin. Are you kidding me? It doesn't hurt.
You're not supposed to burn.
Well, I'm sorry, it looks red. Like, it's not as red as you think. It is a little bit because of the camera, but it's almost going to be
okay. Let's do a side by side comparison.
Coconut butter type. Like, how are we going to do that? Anybody can see us right now.
Yes,
Molly looks like she lives in a funeral home. I look like I live on a beach.
I so spent there you go. A day at the pool yesterday, and this is I look like. You know, I don't know why. Sunscreen.
Okay, sunscreen. Okay, that I'm sure you're covered up in complete garb.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna go in. But yes, I found like the one patch of shade, the one little sliver of shade, and I like scurried myself into it.
And screened it up. I'll be
sunscreen.
Doing it.
Yeah. There's a anyway, hole in the atmosphere, and it
it's
has
thing.
My name all over it because of the can of copper tone I used.
Hey, real quick, we talked about this on Friday, and you know, super producer. We have so many super producers.
I know.
We got super producer Pat in there now. But we talked about how often you clean your belly button.
Yes.
Right? Wylene was horrified.
By you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, by me?
Yes. No, because I'm the one that was fingering myself. Listen to the podcast on Friday, because I was literally going into my belly button, knuckle in, to dig out stuff. And I found a clump of something, but I didn't want to show you because I didn't want to ruin everybody's weekend.
Too late. The fact that you can use clump and belly button is already just...
Gross. Well, then the other question was, do you wash the bottom of your feet?
Yes.
And again, yes, you do. And so did Cam. And then Cam was horrified. Well, Wylene was horrified about that as well.
Really? She thought you, like, she's like, what have you been doing in there? Like, how?
Yeah, because she found by listening to the podcast, she listened that I use that loofah that she put in there because I have my own shower to clean the walls.
She's like, those are your feet.
So what I did, because you guys shame me, I washed the bottom of my feet with the loofah, and it was nice.
Told you, it feels great.
How did I go my whole lifetime with never cleaning the bottom of my feet? That's
nuts.
Doesn't
it feel nice? It like tickles in a good way, especially if you use a loofah. Like I like using a loofah because it scrubs a little bit, but it like feels tingly. It's good tingly.
This loofah is a 2-in-1. I guess that's why I maybe thought it was to clean the shower because it's got the soft one, you know, but on the other side, it has the hard, looks like a, I don't know, like a hard foot thing then.
That's a pumice stone.
No, it's not a stone. It's just fabric. It's like a harder fabric. Yeah. So you can really scrub a dub dub.
Oh, that's got to feel great. So now, like, is it a game changer? There you go.
There you go.
Learned a little something new on the show. Well, two things. Sunscreen.
I'm evolving, people.
You guys, by the end of this podcast today, you'll have learned something else about skincare or body care.
All right, which brings another question, because today, you know, it's Monday. It's no dumb question. So someone emailed off of that and wanted to know if we pee in the shower.
Wow.
You know, do you? I mean... You're
not if I can help it.
Okay. Here we go again. I guess I'm the only one. I can't be the only one out there that pees in the shower.
You are not the only one.
I figured that was enough to clean the feet for some reason. You know, it's like,
oh my God. You thought peeing on your feet was cleaning them?
Did you get stung
by a jellyfish? That is the only time peeing on your feet works is feel like you're like, I have a jellyfish sting.
Unless that's your thing. You know, that's you're into getting that stuff happening to you. Then there's other reasons why you would do
God,
that. So.
That
all right. So you do. You have then.
I have.
This is gross. Okay.
Not on accident
where you can't hold it. You just all of a sudden are peeing everywhere.
Like, one of those. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't give it much thought. Like, I don't pee in every time. You're using it as a bathroom and apparently a foot foot tub shower.
Do you want to know more about that? I also do all the shaving in there, and I'm not talking about my legs. I shave my face in there.
Oh, I thought you meant landscaping.
I also brush my teeth in there.
Okay. That's not terrible. I mean, you're just...
Yeah.
Do you manscape?
I don't do manscape. No, that's a bush. That's just like a giant bush with a head sticking out. Lucky Wylene.
For so many reasons.
It kind of looks like that loofah that's hanging in the shower.
With a little friend.
Hi. With a little hot dog head sticking out. Yeah.
Hi. Love to get clean.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me you clean that part of your body.
Oh, yes.
Just sure. Yes. Apparently, there are like parts of your body that don't get attended to. I'm just making sure that.
And I did. And now that I know that what that loofah was for, right? So now I actually use the loofah for that. And that was nice.
For what? You're cleaning your junk?
My
with
guy.
That?
Aren't you? It's a scrubbing device. Come on. Come on. Hey, we got a live show. You can get this stuff live.
Oh, boy.
July 12th.
They're all like, can I refund my tickets? I'm so scared that he's going to come and show us.
No. My showering technique.
I come here bearing gifts. Loofahs for everyone. I've reused them. Everyone's like, oh, my God, do I have a hazmat suit? Don't get that thing anywhere near me.
Ooh, loofah stick. Do they have loofahs on a stick?
Yes.
Okay. And I take it at your back. Okay. It's a whole new world for me. It's a whole new
showering
world.
Congratulations. Welcome to humanity.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't shower every day, but when I do, it's awesome. You know, when I do take a shower. Mm. You know, sometimes you go camping for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And you don't shower because you can't shower.
Right.
You know, maybe you're out camp for four or five days, whatever. And then you jump into the shower and you're like, oh, that feels so good.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
So I've gone backpacking through Europe with my sister. And obviously, like, we used to go on these 2-week long things called summer safari, where it was camping trips out in Western and Central Nebraska. And I can go without a shower. Like, I get it. Like, you're doing this, but I absolutely have to have clean hands and a clean face. Like, I can't, like, that is the one non-negotiable. So, like, we've been on trains in Europe and I'm like, where's the bathroom? I just need to like wash my hands and wash my face. Like if those are clean, I can feel decent. But if I have like gummy hands or like a ginky, like a gunked up face, I can't, yeah. I can't even function. Like I'm just, I can't.
Now so when you sweat, cause you sweat a lot.
I mean, I'm human. I have pores. Yeah. It's summertime. Yeah.
You're a sweaty person. Yeah. You're really a good sweaty person. Do you have body odor with that sweat? Cause I don't. Do you?
I'll say this. I don't know because I'm always perfumed or deodorant. Like I've never gone au naturel.
Okay.
So, I mean, my point is that I may, but I would never know because I'm constantly like doing stuff.
Okay. All right.
I was just curious. I'm washing my face.
And that was a question. Somebody had that question too. Does Molly smell when she sweats?
No, that was a you question. You just slipped that in. You're like, somebody had a question and that somebody was me.
Yes, it was me.
I have a question for you, Molly. Do you stink?
Oh, come on. At least you answered. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So, best news of the day. What's the latest? Do you have a Diddy? Anything from Diddy?
Yeah. So, Diddy update. What's crazy is a juror got sick and there was like a holiday because of Juneteenth. So, they had a day off and so things got pushed back. So, the prosecution didn't wrap up. They get like a couple more days this coming week starting today. But what was interesting was they read some of the text messages from one of the male escorts that would be part of the freak-offs.
Ooh, what does it say?
Oh, my God. There's one where – so they're, like, arranging him to fly, like, last minute. They're like, hey, I know you're in L.A., but can we fly you out to New York? We want you to party with us. I mean, he must be really good if they're willing to, like, buy him a Virgin Airlines ticket across the country to come bring him and his fella. But one of the things was – they were like, hey, you know, when you're done, reach back out to us and we'll book your flight back to LA. And so he went and he was like, yeah, can you go ahead and book that? And they're like, well, no, we need you a little bit longer. He's like, dude, you guys are like rabbits. I need to nap. Like he was like, I need to go and rest before I can.
This is
like
Diddy saying that?
No, this is the male escort. He flew him out there, and he's like, the male escort's like, I'm exhausted. You people,
and they do that for a living.
Effed me dry, and I need to like take a nap.
Oh God,
seriously.
Okay,
I mean, and then they were like, oh, LOL, because he's like, he said, you guys are rabbits, LOL. And then the associate who works for Diddy texted back and said, hey, okay, hit me up when you wake up. Sorry, bro, no stress. You let me know. This guy's like, I gotta take a nap.
I'm tired.
I am so tired of effing. And then the other thing is that this guy's got a girlfriend. And so one of the other text messages is like, hey.
Wait, the escort has a girlfriend and she's okay with this. Obviously.
No, she's not.
Though she didn't know he was an escort or something.
So he's like, hey, can you send me a text as a cover? Because I need to show her. She'll be really mad if she finds out that I'm like going for the weekend to do a freak off. Like, can you just say that you're going to be someplace else? And then they did. And he's like, she bought it. I'll see you tomorrow. So like, how gross is that? This woman is dating somebody who's like, I'll see you next weekend. I'm just taking off with the boys.
Yeah, what would you do if all, I mean,
I would lose my mind.
Your hubby's out of town.
If he came back home and he's like, he's been texting me like, I'm in Paris. And he's like, I need a nap. Things got weird in France. I am tired. I'd be like, is it jet lag? Is it like the time change? You'd be like, yeah,
oh God.
The time change.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's shocking. I feel bad for that girlfriend.
How?
You know.
That's rigorous awful. Are these freak offs if the escort is like tapping out? I mean, think about that.
Know.
This is somebody who is a professional.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's probably seen it all.
Uncle.
You know, like, and now he's definitely seen it all.
Yeah.
You
so,
know?
I
just imagine them, everyone going at it and just like Diddy with a bottle of a gun of like a squirt gun.
Oh,
but instead of
He did have weapons.
Probably holding people down with the weapon, but using like a squirt gun, one of those power squirt guns with
super
lube oil
soakers?
Or baby oil. Yeah, super soaker with lube in it or baby oil.
I think it would clog up the stream.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
I don't work a lot with lube.
Neither do I.
Oh.
I don't need it. I don't even know what it's
for. That's right. You don't have sex. I forgot.
Hey, yeah. I don't even know what it's for. Baby oil. Didn't we discuss this before? What is baby oil for?
I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's like he apparently really likes people greased up. I mean, it seems like he's got an MO. I mean, and that's one of the things that's working against his defense is the fact that all of these people who are coming forward have never talked to one another and they all have the same story of how he operates, that he likes to watch, that he likes to direct, that he touches himself, that he's like gets in on everybody to the person has the exact same story and they're all different people. So he obviously pulls this stuff. This is how he likes to,
this is
his alternative lifestyle that he's trying to. So the jurors had to watch 20 minutes of that freak off. 20 minutes.
I wonder
That's
a long time. And why does it have to be 20 minutes? And maybe it was a bunch of different ones together or something.
I don't know. I don't know if they couldn't edit it. That wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be able to edit.
You couldn't like a best of. I mean, it has to be like 20 minutes from. We put together best freak off clips for you guys. Something really special. It's 20 minutes of just some of the best moments from Diddy's parties.
I'm going to be honest. I would like to see that 20 minute video because
why?
I just not for joy, just to kind of have an idea of what happens at a freak off. You know, just to be like, all right, so that is his freak off.
Here's the thing.
Because in my head, I imagine like a bowl of worms. You know, I just imagine everybody like that.
And why do you need to see it to understand it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I'm going for
my imagination versus what is really happening.
I think my imagination probably,
you know,
this is the thing.
It's probably pretty accurate. I'm guessing.
It's probably pretty accurate, yeah. But it's also like, you can never unsee that.
I've seen so many things in my life that I can't unsee. Just file it away. I've seen a lot. It doesn't bother me.
Dark place.
I've seen stuff. I'm on the internet. I am the internet.
God, there's just stuff that I just feel like things.
Yeah.
There are things that I don't need to see. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I get it. I get the gist. It sounds bad.
Gore. You don't want to see the heads getting, you know, fingers getting cut off and stuff like that.
Well, that's a whole
different major wrecks.
Silo like of
crashes.
Awful. Yeah. I mean, I don't totally want to see that either. But like, I don't want to watch people weren't participating. There were members of this that weren't participating freely. That's awful. I don't want to watch that.
I never thought of that.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're watching a porn. You're watching people.
Well, they're not held down, you know, they're just held at,
I think
how can you hold someone down
who's all babied,
who's all baby oiled up? No one's getting held down. Some bowl of worms freak off. What a freaky deal.
You're like, hold on. Let me get this gunk off of me. God, just imagine the shower afterward.
Yeah.
That stuff's hard to get off because it's like glycerin.
Uh-huh.
So if you're like, yeah, I'm just thinking like the shower alone. You're like, I wonder if he had like a stash of Dawn, you know, the liquid detergent, because that's the stuff that they use get like grease off of ducks during oil spills. Like it seems like he would also need to have a cache of Dawn. You're like, I wonder
maybe he also did the baby oil stuff everywhere so that there would be no like fingerprints left anywhere.
Oh no, these rooms were a mess.
Yeah, because there'd be no fingerprints. How would you fingerprint?
There was one hotel where they ordered up more towels.
Oh, God, really? Yes. Okay.
Like, multiple times. They're like, still need more towels. Like, what? How many towels do you need? They're like, a lot.
All of them.
All of them. But just leave them outside the door. Right. Do not knock.
How much longer? How much more of that?
That was week six. It's supposed to go 8 weeks, so we probably have like 2 more weeks, and that's if it doesn't drag on. But probably 2 more weeks. But we're getting to the defense this week, so it'll be interesting to see who they call and what they want to say to like basically be like, he's a decent guy. Like the defense is going to get people up there that are like, yeah, he liked weird stuff, but everything was good.
Yeah. We're going to get to know a lot of people.
I just still love the fact
what are you
I
into?
Can't stop paying attention to the court, sketch artist.
Yeah.
And she, I swear to God, I think she's doubled down on making him look bad ever since he cornered her and was like, would you please stop making me look like a koala?
Yeah. He's like, okay.
I think she's like, oh, it can only really? Get worse. Like,
and it has, for
the
sure.
best that I can do for you.
All right, so we'll get you guys updated next on Wednesday with the A-list on everything else that's going on as well with that Diddy update. Did you make it out to that new movie?
No,
did you
because
make it?
The
28 years later came out.
So I'm gonna go today.
Okay.
And this is why. Because I was really upset. Friday got away from me, and then Saturday we went to the pool. And then Sunday I was hosting a dinner party. So,
all right. Busy.
I mean, yeah, so busy. So I kept trying to, you know, and that's the thing is that usually I can sneak away because Peter's here, but I feel bad telling my kids, like, mom's going out to see a 2-hour movie. You guys
fend for yourself today.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like such, because I was going to buy the ticket and I was like, what do I tell the kids? I mean, hey, I left some Little Caesars on the stove for you. I am going to the movies.
We'll be back. Well, I get ready for this. I got Wylene to watch 28 Weeks Later.
So good.
All right. So she watched the trailer. We're watching the trailer. These movies were done a long time ago, by the way. And they just kind of kept it down on the down low because they didn't want, I don't know what the plan was with that. You couldn't find them anywhere.
You can't find 28 Days, the original, anywhere. You can find 28 Weeks Later because my son and I watched it together the other night.
Yeah, because now you can find 28 Days because we watched that trailer, you know, but you have to pay for it. And we had to pay for the 28 weeks later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, well, the trailer for the 28 Days, because it was like 2001 or something. It's really cheesy. I mean, it really is like, I don't want to ruin this for you. So I said, let's just jump into 28 Weeks Later and do that. Now, I fell asleep halfway through. Because I've seen it.
3:30 starts early when you're drinking. And when that movie fires up at 8, that window is
this
big.
It's a short window. But she liked it, and she told me that she was into, she'll go watch 28 Years Later. People, if you know what we're talking about, look it up, all right? Just watch it.
Oh,
so she'll go watch that with me now because she doesn't watch horrors. And I did sell her on that 28 Years Later and said, hey, there's a new movie coming out. It's called 28 Years Later, and I'd like to go see it, and you should come with. And she goes, well, what's it about? I said, well, it's kind of like a rom-com, romantic comedy. They met each other 28 years ago, and they got busy, and then they got back together. And it's the whole thing in between.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
not what it really is. So, but anyway, but then I confessed, and then she watched that and saw that. Well, I'm bummed that you didn't see it yet, so damn it. Okay.
Never mind. I'm very upset with myself. But the time that I finally carved out, these friends invited us to the pool.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't not take my kids to the pool because I want to go see a movie.
Was that their pool or a pool, like a club pool?
Like a public pool. Their son just started lifeguarding. It was his first day. We embarrassed the hell out of him. It was so fun. It's his first job ever. And so he sent us a text. He could see us. He's like, why are you guys here?
Oh, no.
He was like in the clubhouse, and he looked out the window and he saw us sitting there. We're like, hi. You look so handsome.
Well, you should have wore something like the mom should have wore something really super revealing. But then again, that would be awful.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. I told his sister, I was like, go pretend to drown.
That's speaking for her. Maybe she has a beautiful figure. I don't know. I'm talking like, okay, then she should have went thong all out.
Well, the problem is that, you know, she's like me, cover up because of the sun.
Because people can see you.
Yes. Because I need to be a ghost at all times. No, but I was teasing his sister, Juliet. Yeah. I was like, go on out there. Go pretend to drown. Make him work. She's like, ew, no. I don't want him to save me.
Yeah, gross, but yeah.
I was like, well, just all splash right. around. Make sure he's paying attention.
Hey, at the pool and when you get over into town, I have quite the wildlife going on out there.
What do you have now besides Gary and Mary?
Well, so I have a video of, all right, so Gary, just to fill everybody in, Gary is a mallard duck and they're beautiful and I can't seem to get rid of them. So I'm kind of like, all right, I'll just clean up after you two, you know? So every morning I get out there and get poop out of the pool or wherever it's at, you know? And so somebody, I had posted that video. I was like, name this guy. And then anyway, he keeps coming, keeps coming. And I have a video, Pat, if you can hit V3, Gary. I think it's Gary the duck, or hit that right there. He brought his girl with him. On, baby, look at this.
He's like, check it out. He's like, oh my gosh, okay.
It's how crazy. Here. So he's bringing chicks over. He's bringing ducks over, you know, they're just hanging out, doing what they do.
He's like, well, the guy who owns the pool isn't getting any action. He's got to wash himself first. <you. laughs>
So anyway, I'm at the pool, right, hanging out. And I mean, we got the squirrels running. We got everything running around. All of a sudden, out of the sky falls a baby bird.
What?
Aww. Yes. Well, ready for this.
Buddy.
Well, he was not alive anymore. He just landed right next to me, right? I mean, he hardly had any feathers. Looked like he was barely born. So apparently one of those blackbirds, like they do, you've seen that before, where a bird's taking or trying to get whatever, and then all the other birds are trying to kill it and stop it. Apparently this giant bird grabbed that baby bird out of someone's nest, and they battled him up enough. And I mean, we didn't see it. All of a sudden, plop, right down in the water. And I thought to myself, I can save it. So I grabbed it because he was floating. Uh-huh. And I kept trying to push on his little baby heart and then trying to get him open. This is such a sad story.
Why? I was going to say, this is terrible. Like, really? We're going to cap the show with, like, dead bird in your pool? Damn it. You should have told this story and then we could palate cleanse with the mallards. You got to learn pacing, with the ditty. Friend. This is not
Did it with the ditty. Yeah. But anyway, that's my story. So now we need a name. I think it's Gary and Mary are the name of the birds.
That's what
so
we've been calling them.
Maybe they'll bring some little babies with them eventually. No, I don't need that. But maybe they will
bring some babies. Yesterday was the day. So I've got these really, I love them. They're these Birkenstock sandals, but you got to break them in every year because they get like stiff.
Yeah.
And your feet aren't like sandal ready yet. They're still soft from wearing socks and everything all winter. I have a million blisters on my feet. Like I seriously just have to walk around barefoot. I don't even think I can put shoes on. So like, I probably like, I don't know how I'm going to go to the movie today on account of the fact that like, I don't know how I can put on shoes.
God, you're having some problems. First you got that face friend that won't go away. Now you got the blisters happening.
Yeah, I just,
that's sexy.
Breaking out in boils everywhere.
Come to the pool,
my husband
please.
Needs to get home. Honey.
Come to the pool, hang
you're
out.
You're missing all the stuff.
Blisters.
Ooh, I got and blisters. Face friends. I'm like, yeah. I'm like corpse white. I got like that face friend.
That is so hot. All right. Mm-hmm. So no
he
dumb
knows
questions.
Who he married.
Yeah, he does. You can reach out to us with questions, by the way, at bpscrasher@gmail.com. If you have any questions, there are no dumb questions with us.
Just stupid answers.
Yeah, just stupid answers. 402-915-0962. Thank you for everybody that's been reaching out too, by the way. We is busy. You guys are dropping a lot of stuff at us and a lot of videos for the Fun Factory too. I'm getting a lot of those from other people, and I just want to thank you guys. But if you have any questions about anything, or if you want to, you know, critique the show, we take that 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Molly won't be mean about it, but, we'll take those calls, and emails. All right. So Lynn wants to know, do you eat or drink soup?
Ooh.
That was the circle around right there. Yeah. I asked Wyleen.
What does she do?
She said, depends on what kind of soup, which makes sense.
It does.
So I said, well, what soup do you eat? She goes, soup with things that you would, you know, like vegetables in it and stuff like that. And then what do you drink? And she said, you know, soups like chicken noodle soup.
Really?
And stuff like that.
Like when I think of drinking soup, I think of like if you go and you get like miso soup at like a sushi place, you know how they'll.
You like
have
that miso soup?
I love miso soup. Yeah.
How about
good.
Miso? How about miso horny?
Not a fan.
Okay.
I know you love it. You're like, oh, miso horny. I'll have another helping.
Yeah.
Wylene.
All right, so that's a drinkable soup right there. Miso?
Yeah,
miso
miso's
soup. Okay.
Drinkable.
I haven't had it. Okay.
I would say everything else I use a spoon. You know, I mean, so I guess I'm not drinking it, I'm eating it. But I get why okay. people, like, at the end, they'll, like, finish.
I drink that, like, the milk like in the bowl. End.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I wouldn't do that at a restaurant, you
why
know?
Not?
Hold on
live
a
life.
Second. They're like,
I think
wow.
you should. Yeah, I think you
They're
should.
You're like, well, I am ready for my next course, and I use my hands with salad. Don't worry. My hands and face are clean. The rest of me I can't speak to. But I have very clean
well,
balls.
Well, think about this. All right. So something like if I was to go to Shucks and uh-huh. get their clam chowder, right?
You can't drink that.
It's actually thick enough where you need a spoon.
Yeah.
But if you did get something, why do you need a spoon? You know, why not just drink it?
You could
it?
Just drink
like,
it.
You know?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
out of the bowl. It,
you could. I mean, if somebody gave you a bowl of soup and they're like, oh, you know what? I don't have any spoons. Like, you could... You
just drink
do it.
It.
Yeah. Like,
okay,
it
yeah,
wouldn't be
right.
like, oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't, I'm not above doing that. But it is something where I don't think this kind of goes with. I saw a question on the internet where somebody asked if cereal was a soup.
Oh, that's another crazy dumb
yeah.
question.
I was like,
is cereal a soup?
It's like, no, it's cereal. Oh. And they're like, but yeah, but like, you use a spoon. And it's
yeah.
just like the same consistency.
It's got milk.
And it's got
it would
milk
be like,
and you drink it at the end. So like, how is that not soup?
That's a good, yeah, because that's what I was saying, like with the clam chowders.
Right.
I mean, how is that? So in other words, we can just clarify everything as,
right?
as soup.
Is cereal
Instead of
soup
having,
like,
because when you think about it.
Send us emails. I would love
yes.
to. Yeah, please send us emails.
Please.
I would love to
Because when
know.
You think about it, when you think about it, stores... They all have aisles dedicated to cereal
mm-hmm.
and to soup.
Yes.
We're yes. overthinking this, but hey.
No, but I'm saying like it huh. I never thought about it until I saw this and I can't even remember what it was. It was like some sort of, you know how like you're scrolling through Instagram and sometimes just random stuff will come up and it's not
yeah,
anything
yeah.
you're following. It's just like, I bet you'd like this. And of course, like somebody's like, I bet you'd like this is cereal soup. I'm like, you know me so well. And I
you know me so well.
You know me so well. This algorithm knows me better than I know
cereal
myself is cereal soup.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to look at cereal differently and definitely soup differently.
Because so some people were going back and forth. They're like, so then is oatmeal, like, would that be considered like the stew of cereals? You know what I mean? Like, it really went down the rabbit hole. I mean, you can
yeah,
really
sounds
go.
Like it for sure. Okay. All right. One last thing before we go. We do have somebody... wanted to reach out and ask if you, because you love your lip glosses, right?
Yes.
So they sent this to me. Pat, can you hit V2 for me? Have you? And then it's, can you pause it here
oh,
in a
I've
second? There you go. Pause
stuff.
It right there. It's
they
called
say it's
Le
amazing.
Chic Poo Poo. Le Chic Poo Poo Lip
Glaze.
What is that?
Glaze. Glaze.
The fancy chicken poop.
Yes. So there's
What's
this
that website? It says ilovechickenpoop.com.
Yes.
Okay.
So
right.
there is a brand called Chicken Poop, and it really is like it's a good lip balm.
Okay.
I didn't know that they'd made a gloss. Oh, I would totally try this. And those colors look prettier.
Yeah, they have Aurora Pink. I don't know. I can't read the other ones.
Claudia Mavia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I would try those.
Okay.
I've
yeah,
got,
that's what Lynn wanted or Kim wanted to know. So, okay.
My friend just gave me a new lip gloss that's supposed to be a lip plumper. I'm like... I don't know.
You could use that actually.
I
you
could.
Don't have much lips. You can go ahead and take that off the screen so I can look at Molly's plump lips. Oh,
I
there
have
you
no.
Go.
I mean, and somebody was telling
do your
me
duck lips. Do some duck lips for me. Oh, look
they're
at
like
that.
The tiniest little duck lips ever. Mm, it's like a mustache. Yeah. No, I have very thin lips, and I hate it. I really
yeah,
don't
do.
Like it. And so there are procedures.
You don't like your lips. I
just
I'm
always
sorry.
Wish that, like, no, I mean, you know, you,
yeah,
that you it, you see girls and they have like, and I'm like
the
oh.
giant lips.
Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah.
They look great.
I wonder
my daughter
what that's
has,
like.
Really plump lips. Like,
does
she's
she? What
got,
about Declan? Does Declan?
His are okay. Like, they're not. I mean, they're normal. But Mara has like really like boom.
She's
lips.
Got some lips going mm-hmm. on.
She got them from the coffee side. She did not get that from me.
I wonder if it's a different feeling when you kiss someone with no lips versus someone with lips.
Well, let's kiss and find out.
Let's kiss and find out. You could never be so lucky. These pillow lips, oh my God.
In the next Diddy trial.
Yes, exactly.
I had to kiss my ghost. It was 20 years and I can't see what happened. Whoa, gross.
All right, live show. Heard at Sports Bar Saturday night, July 12th. Doors open up at 6:30. All right, we're going to have Jaws and DeBonis kicking everything off with some comedy stuff. At around 7:30, but we need you to get tickets, all right? Mm-hmm. You can also get tickets at the door. We get that. But you can get tickets at Eventbrite. Just look it up or jump on our social media stuff, and you can get tickets. We'll direct you to the links. Email us at whatever, however you got to get a hold of us if you have any questions. Each ticket is, we're giving you a free drink.
Yes.
We're giving you a drink, all
first
right?
Round.
So you can drink with us.
And then happy hour
and
pricing.
Also happy hour prices as well. So,
bpscrasher at gmail.com in case you want to email us and we can, you know, give you more information. But honestly,
it's going to be here in a minute.
It's going to be here soon. Tickets are selling. And so that's the thing is that a lot of people that we've talked to are like, hey, I think I'll just walk up. It's like, I would make sure you lock in those tickets because that's
when
the thing. When
we get to it sold out, it's sold out. It's not like we can, you know, sneak in the back door.
And I mean, and you're going to want to be there because Party's going to have a kissing booth, apparently.
Yes, I am. I need to make some money.
He's like, hi. He's been sitting there with his chicken poop.
Yeah, my chicken poop gloss. But all right, you guys, make sure you rate, follow, like, do whatever you got to do on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, there's that, you heard that one channel where you can watch us, you know, which is always magical. But we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe next couple of days and do yourself good.